USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Yeas are 359, the nays are 53. The second portion of the divided question is adopted, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The House of Representatives have passed a coronavirus relief package as part of a larger bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. The relief package contains funding for vaccine distribution, more small business loans, schools, enhanced unemployment benefits, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says getting those direct payments was something the president had wanted in the bill. He tells CNBC that the stimulus payments should begin to go out after Christmas.
The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week. $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief just in time for the holidays.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Many nations have reduced or cut off travel with the UK over a new strain of coronavirus that is quickly spreading through England. Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and India are among the nations that have enacted some restrictions on travel to or from the United Kingdom. But what does a new variant mean in the fight against COVID? Admiral Brett Garrard says right now there's no way to know if the new strain has made it to the US. The Assistant Secretary of Health tells CNN that there's no evidence that the current vaccines won't work against the new strain.
It is not any more lethal or any more dangerous than the normal coronavirus. No evidence to suggest that. No reason to believe it. There is also no evidence to suggest, nor reason to believe, that it would evade our vaccines that we have right now. Remember, our vaccines develop antibodies against multiple parts of that spike protein, not just one that's the mutated one. So we are very encouraged about that. But of course, we have a lot of work to do to understand this more fully.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a petition over the weekend with the Supreme Court, asking the court to overturn three rulings from Pennsylvania's Supreme Court over changes to the state's mail-in voting laws. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the suit is part of a strategy to have state legislatures decide the election results. He tells Newsmax TV that three states could have filed false paperwork with the federal government by certifying their results.
Well, I mean, you have to go state by state. I remember an old adage that I learned from baseball. When you're down by 10 runs, you can't score 10 runs on one hit. So you got to get one run at a time. So the way I look at it, we have to win one of these legislatures. And I think we have three good ones to pick from: Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And I think in either one of those cases, there's a good chance that we've demonstrated enough fraud, actually overwhelming fraud in a few cases, that the state legislature has a very, very strong basis to make a determination that the election in those three states was stolen. That they, in fact, are the final arbiters. They're the final arbiters under the United States Constitution. And that, in essence, their state has filed false and fraudulent information with the United States government. The vote was filed by Arizona is a false statement. That's not true.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.